בסייעתא דשמיא, we try to prepare ourselves as much we can for Pesach. And I would like to take this opportunity, this morning, to share with you very interesting insight about the essence of the matzah, the secret of the matzah. And I am sure, after we see what Chazal teach us, what the Torah say to us, this will elevate the time when we come to make the mitzvah midoraita to eat matzah in night of the Pesach, Leil HaSeder. And we will start the first paragraph, these few questions, and step by step we will build all the concept. והיה היום הזה לכם לזיכרון וחגותם אותו חג להשם לדורותיכם חוקת עולם תחגו. קדוש ברוך הוא say to us before we leave Egypt to keep and to celebrate this special holiday of Pesach. And how we go to celebrate this holiday, פסוק תדבר, שבעת ימים מצות אוכלו, אך ביום הראשון תשביתו שעור מבתיכם. We need to eat matzah 7 days to stay far from חמץ. Why? כי כל האוכל חמץ ונחרטה הנפש ההיא מישראל מיום הראשון עד יום השביעי. To eat חמץ is mean the person deserves a carrot. And the Torah says this to us again in the psukim. The Torah say שבעת ימים שעור לא יימצא, פסוק יוטט, שבעת ימים שעור, last three line, לא יימצא שעור בבתיכם, כי כל האוכל מחמצת ונחרטה הנפש ההיא מידת ישראל בגר ובאזרח הארץ. This is the second time. And the third time, פסוק כף, כל מחמצת לא תאכלו, בכל מושבותיכם תאכלו מצות. As we see three times, the Torah mentioned how it's important to eat matzah and to stay far from chametz. And this is the way how we go to celebrate the holiday of Pesach. My first question is, why we need to eat matzah 7 days? If we need to eat matzah, I'm not sure בכלל we need to eat matzah. But if we say we need to eat matzah, in night of Pesach we will eat the matzah, and in the day we will eat bread, nice challot, and to celebrate with Alel, with Shevach Voda Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Basar Vedagim, meat and fish, and beautiful different kind of challot for Yom Tov to make special challah. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us to eat matzah 7 days? And in this way, to celebrate Pesach. Moreover, also with warning, if we see any chametz, or if we eat any chametz, karet. The person go to die early, before his time. Why? Why this is a way to celebrate Pesach? And matzah, this is the key of all this celebration. Why? Question number two. If I will ask you, or you will ask everyone, why we eat matzah in Pesach? Why we never eat bread in Pesach? Is you will answer what you learn in the preschool, probably. What is mean why? Because we not have time. The Egyptian push us to leave Egypt quickly, and we not have enough time to make bread. From this reason, we eat matzah. I am correct. This is a reason why we learn, and why we try to teach our children and grandchildren. We look at the psukim, it's not exactly. The psukim say to us, in paragraph 2, ויהי בחצי הלילה, והשם היכה כל בכור בארץ מצרים, מבכור פרעה היושב, I'm sorry, זה מראה מקומות today, ירחם השם, but I will say בעל פה, ויהי בחצי הלילה, maybe better not to look at זה מראה מקומות, to give the שיעור בעל פה, because the psukim is cut, I see, every posuk is only a posuk, but we try to do what we can, ויהי בחצי הלילה, והשם היכה כל בכור בארץ מצרים, מבחור פרעה היושב על כיסו עד בכור השבי אשר בבית הבור, זה מין מכת בכורות take place. later ותהי צעקה, פסוק למד, היה כאן פרעה לילה הוא בכל עבדיו בכל מצרים, ותהי צעקה גדולה במצרים, כן בית אשר אין בו, אין שם שם, אין שם מת, אין. ויקרא, פסוק למד א', למשה, ויקרא למשה ולאהרון לילה, ויאמר קומו צאו מתוך עמי, גם אתם, גם בני ישראל, ולכו עבדו את השם. פרעה, wake up and say to us to leave Egypt. And what is very interesting about this, חזל teach us in paragraph 3, קומו צאו, מלמד שהיה פרעה דופק על פתחן של משה ואהרון. Normally, every מכה in מצרים, דם צפרדי הכינים, when פרעה have a lot of pain, he send his people to bring משה ואהרון, and he tells them, okay, you're right, I'm sorry, השם הצדיק, אני ועמי הרשעים, it's okay, you can leave Egypt, and immediately after, משה רבנו pray, and זה מכה move for פרעה, he still stays same power. But in מכת בכורות, he try exactly same, to send his people, to bring immediately משה ואהרון, and they say to the people, we're sorry. The instruction what we get from God, we cannot cross the doorway of the house. Everybody need to stay in the house. ואתם, אל תצאו, איש מפתח ביתו עד בוקר. We're sorry. If Paro would like to talk to us, he need to come to us. We cannot leave our doorway of the house. And what happened? Paro arrived, knock on the door, and he tells them, okay, why knock on the door? Why? Because they cannot open the door for Paro. Because אתם אל תצאו איש מפתח ביתו, is mean lock your door, stay in the house until sunrise. And he tells them, okay, you can go. משה ואהרון say to him, you stupid, in the middle of the night, it's not time to leave Egypt. וכי גנבים אנחנו, we steal something for you, בבוקר אנו יוצאים. Everybody know, in the morning, sometimes we go to leave Egypt, because remember, yesterday afternoon, we threw the blood on the doorway, and we shochet the God of the Egyptian. It means after we make this act, we cannot stay in Egypt. It's finished, it's over. It's everybody know for sure, tomorrow morning we leave Egypt. Moreover, all the luggage ready for us, when we get the green light, we leave Egypt. Now, Paro knock on the door, and he tried to push us to leave in the middle of the night. We say, no way, only in the morning. In the meantime, Moshe takes this opportunity and say to him, מבקש אתה לחלות את המכה הזו? You want to move this punish from you? אמור, say, הרי אתם ברשותכם, הרי אתם של הקדוש ברוך הוא, and say, you can live, and you belong to God, your God. התחיל פרות צובח, he screamed. לשעבר, הייתם עבדי. In the past, he was my slave. אבל עכשיו, הרי אתם בני חורים, הרי אתם ברשותכם, צריכים אתם להלל הקדוש ברוך הוא. You need to say thank you to your God, שאתם עבדיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. And this happened when? This happened after midnight. Because we cannot leave the house. Now, in the morning, the Egyptians know this is the time that we allow to open the door. And they wait in all Egypt. All the Egyptians wait to ask exactly how the psukim say. ותחזק מצרים על העם למהר לשלחם. The Egyptian have, they believe they also go to die. And they don't know what to do. In the moment when the sun rises, they knock off every door. We're allowed to open the door. And they say to us, now, no more minute. Now you leave Egypt. We say, 1 minute, we have. They're like, okay, we help you, we help you. And what happened? From the morning, we rush. From the morning, we don't have any time to make any bread. In the morning, we don't have any time to anything because the Egyptians want to see us out of Egypt. But all the night, from late afternoon, when we close the door, we have time to put in the oven bread, challah, cookies, to take some stuff. We go to the desert. Is why we wait until the morning. Why through the night? Remember, we eat Korban Pesach in the house, families together, and also with matzah, but still in our house, we're allowed to have in the kitchen any kind of chametz. We're not any heavy issue to have chametz in the house. And we eat only Korban Pesach with matzah, but we have all the night. Yes, some people nervous, they cannot do anything. They don't know the computer, but a lot of people, probably normal people, sometimes they go to the window because they listen to the scream of the Egyptians, and by chain bomet, but it's a kagdola bekol mitzrayim. But how long does it take to make few chalot or bread? Not so long, I believe. I don't make this in my life, but I'm sure it's not so long. Why we never make chalot, ugot, lechamim, all the stuff in the night and in the morning when we need to leave? We have a plastic bag with all the stuff and we leave Egypt. Is my second question is, why we need to leave Egypt with matzah? When people give the answer, because you don't have enough time for matzah, this is right, but not completely right. Why? Because this is right only from the morning. We really not have a minute. They push us to leave Egypt. ותחזק מצרים על כל העם, כי אמרו, כולנו מתים. כולנו מתים, this is what they say. But all the night, we have enough time. Along with Korban Pesach, remember, we not have a lot of meat from Korban Pesach to eat also. Why? Because if the family is a small family, they make together Seder, Seder, Korban Pesach, obviously, with other family. We not have enough people to eat all the meat, and who Shechenoa Karov Elav? He brings the neighbors. Is how much we can eat from the steak, from the meat? A little bit. And remember, part of the time, Chazal teach us, when we make the meat for Korban Pesach steak, because we cannot cook this, only to put this in the oven, this is was in the ovens what we have in our house. Not ovens what we have outside. Outside we have different kind of ovens. But we have also in our house oven. No, it's what's the problem to put inside later, after we finish eat Korban Pesach, the dough, and we have bread. Is why we need to leave Egypt with matzah. Good. Seta Dishma, you will see under 80 degrees switch in the head about the matzah, and this will elevate and give us unbelievable inside when we come to eat the matzah in other level, and we will see how this really elevate the mitzvah of achilat matzah in this coming Pesach Be'ezrat Hashem. This is question number 2. Question number 3, Chazal the first mitzvah what we get in Egypt, this is in paragraph 4, the first mitzvah what we get in Egypt, in all the set of the mitzvot what we have, is וידבר השם, ויאמר השם אל משה ואל אהרון בארץ מצרים לאמור, פסוק ב', זה פסוק what we have, החודש הזה לכם ראש חודשים, ראשון הוא לכם לחודשי השנה. The first mitzvah what we get in Egypt is mitzvah kiddush ha-chodesh. Any month, this was Shabbos Mevorchim, any month we mekadesh the new month. Interesting, this mitzvah a very special status. Why? Because the first Rashi in the Torah, in paragraph 5, teach us, אמר רבי יצחק, לא היה צריך להתחיל את התורה אלא מהחודש הזה לכם, שהיא מצווה ראשונה שנצטוו בישראל. We need to start the Torah from the Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, because it's the first mitzvah. And while we start the Torah with Bereshit, as Rashi explained, to teach us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in charge of all this war, he decided to take from somebody, to give to somebody else. He take from the nations and give to us. Fine. Okay. But we see, this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is unbelievable mitzvah. This mitzvah is supposed to start the Torah. We need to start the Torah with this mitzvah, but because we have any reason, we never start with this mitzvah. Is my second, third question is, what is unique about mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh? Well, this is the first mitzvah in the set of the mitzvot that we get in Egypt. And why with this mitzvah also we need lechatchila to open the Torah, not to open with Bereshit, to open with the Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. What is so unique about this mitzvah? I'm sure if we have choice to pick first mitzvah in the list of Tariag mitzvot, probably we will never pick a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. Kiddush HaChodesh. We'll pick other mitzvot. This is the third question. And fourth question, last question. We never ask more for 4 questions. You know why? This is the rule. Maximum 4, exactly. If Leila Seder is only 4, is we cannot pass this rule, Baruch Hashem. And in paragraph 6, we find something very interesting. The pasuk say, ושמרתם את המצות. Line after. כי בעצם היום הזה הוצאתי את ציבותיכם מארץ מצרים. We have mitzvah, but the name of the mitzvah is ושמרתם את המצות. What is mean? Is Rashi say, in paragraph 7, רב הושעיה אומר, אל תהי קורא את המצות, אלא את המצוות. מכאן אמרו, כדרך שאין מחמיצים את המצה, כך אין מחמיצים את המצווה, אלא אם באה לידך, עשה אותה מיד. הזמין, ושמרתם את המצוות, you need to watch, זה מצה, to stay מצה, no bread, we learn from here, very important lesson. Also, through the ear, if we have opportunity to make mitzvah, to make chesed, to make something good, don't miss opportunity. Don't say, I will do this later. First opportunity what we have, we need to take the opportunity and to make the mitzvah, to make the chesed, etc. My last question is, this statement, we know, mitzvah ba'a liyadcha, mitzvah ba'a liyadcha, al tachmitzena, don't miss opportunity to make mitzvah. This is a very important statement. Why this statement relate to matzot? Yes, the sound is saying matzot, mitzvot, is nice, but for sure, something more deep. Why Chazal connect this statement? Ushmartem et ha-mitzvot, mitzvah ba'a liyadcha al tachmitzena, to the mitzvah of matzah. What's the connection? We can say this statement by himself. Please don't miss opportunity in your life to make mitzvah or to do something good. Why we connect this to mitzvah matzah? This is a four question. What do you want to ask? And b'siyata d'ishmaya, I will share with you very, very interesting insight about the matzah. Again, short and clear. Question number one. הקדוש ברוך הוא say to us again and again few times, please, you go to celebrate for good חג הפסח. The way to celebrate is to eat matzah. And stay very far from chametz. To deal with chametz in Pesach, somebody eat chametz, ונכרתה הנפש ההיא, the person will die before his time. Why we need to celebrate 7 days with matzah? Why? If to celebrate with matzah, oh, okay, in the night of Pesach. If we need, in the night of Pesach. But why all the week? We can have normal Yom Tov, we can eat everything what we like, meat and fish and bread and challah, etc. Why only matzah and to stay so far from chametz? This is question number one. Question number two, why we need to leave Egypt with matzah? If the answer is because we don't have enough time to make the bread, we have enough time all the night. Yes, we don't have enough time in the morning because the Egyptian pushed us to leave quickly, but all the night, thank God. How long does it take to eat a piece of meat with matzah? We have enough time to make chalot, lachmaniyot, ugot, etc. That's why we need to leave Egypt with matzah. The third question, the first mitzvah and the set of many mitzvot that we get in Egypt is החודש הזה לכם ראש חודשים, to celebrate, to announce every new month, מצוות קידוש החודש. And this mitzvah also, the Torah need to start, but because הקדוש ברוך הוא want to show us, he in charge of all the world, and he decide to give to who he want, and to take from who he want, from this reason the mitzvah is, בראשית ברא אלוקים את השמיים ואת הארץ. Why this mitzvah of קידוש החודש, a very high standard, a very high status, well this is the first mitzvah in the set of the mitzvot, what we get in Egypt, and also this mitzvah is supposed to start the Torah in the beginning of Bereshis. And the last question, the special statement, don't miss opportunity in your life to make mitzvot, to do something good. Mitzvah ba'a liyadcha al tachmitzena. Why? We connect this to matzot. Ushmartem et ha-matzot. Watch the door, the matzah. We learn from this. Don't say only ushmartem et ha-matzot. Say also ushmartem et ha-mitzvot. Ha-mitzvot. Why we connect this to each other? This is a question that we want to ask, and בסייעתא דשמיא נראה דבר פלאי, פלאי, פלאי פלאים. בסייעתא דשמיא. To answer all these questions, we will start in this way. Matzah and bread have flour and water. This is the base stuff what we need to make matzah and also to make bread. No question, bread is much better for matzah. If somebody opens bakery, thank God he can have nice parnassa all the year. Somebody opens store to sell matzahs, maximum 2 weeks, week before Pesach, Pesach time if somebody don't have enough, and after this, cannot have anything to do with his matzah what left. But half a piece of bread is much better for matzah. And people like good bread more than they like matzah. Still, the matzah is very special compared to the bread. Bread, the best bread what we like, is good for 2, 3, 4 days maximum. After this, to the garbage. It's come green, we don't like, we don't eat. Matzah, we can eat week after week, month after month, and some people keep this mamash almost all the year. And what left over, the berem was the chametz, afapil ha'alacha, if they keep the matzah in the right place, they can use this also for year after. This is matzah, and the fresh is mean, everything what stays for long term is regional. Something what is a fluff, what is not real, is a fake, can stay only for a short time. The bread, it look great, and the smell is great, and we like this, but it's fluff, it's not real. And how I know it's not real? Because after a few days, nothing left. We cannot eat, it's danger to eat if it's come green, and it's not available for people. Matzah is regional, authentic bread. And how I know? Look, for how long this bread stay exist and fresh and people like and eat this all the year. This makes a difference between bread and matzah. Now, when we leave Egypt, the Navi Yechezkel teach us, if you want to understand our situation in the week when we leave Egypt, from Yitziat Mitzrayim until Kriyat Yamsuf, this is compared to birthday. The Navi say, Yom Uledet Otach. Birthday. Yom Uledet. Yom Uledet Otach. The baby when he born, he stay very close to his root, to his source, to his mom. What carry him 9 months, and he grow, and he, thank God, great and special, and now it's time to arrive to this world. Time of birthday is means the time when the baby close to his mom, close to his root, in the way how he can come close and not have any other time in the life, but he stays so close to his mom. Yitzias Mitzrayim, exactly same. We stay in weak, what we feel, all of us, we stay very, very close to our root. To who? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone agree what we see is not because this reason and other reason. Only God run this show. Only God give us end from minute before we leave Egypt through the time in the desert and the ocean split. And to explain this more clear, when we look from the side, we can say, wow, Moshe Rabbeinu is superstar. Superman, look what he do. He split the ocean. He take us out from Egypt. No one says this about Moshe Rabbeinu. What everybody say about Moshe Rabbeinu? Who is Moshe Rabbeinu? Vayaminu ba'ashem ubemoshe avdo. Moshe is slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rega, 1 minute. If Moshe is slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we also slaves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why Moshe is much bigger for me? You know why? Because he's more slave for me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This makes Moshe special. Everyone understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do we say in Agadah Shel Pesach? Ani velo malach, ani velo sarach, ani velo acher, ani velo shaliach, ani Hashem. I never send any one to do this for me, not any angel, not any person. I do, and everyone recognizes clearly. It means the time when we leave Egypt was authentic time. Very regional, authentic time about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because the time was so authentic, so regional time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us also to have regional and authentic food. And this is only what? Matzah. In other way, normally we say until now, we eat matzah, we don't have enough time, the Egyptian push us to leave Egypt, and we come with the dough and we eat matzah. No, the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us to leave Egypt with matzah. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu plan. We will leave Egypt with matzah. How we make this available? Everybody will live with matzah. Nobody will take bread. Bread, yes. Very simple. He say to us, stay in your house all the night. Don't open the door. Enjoy the Korban Pesach with matzah. If you want to prepare any type of food, bread, chalot, lachmaniot, etc., for the day after what you leave Egypt, wait. You will know exactly when to make the dough and to make the bread. You will know. And we following after any instruction of Hashem. Remember, he said to us to take the blood to throw the doorway. It's not okay. It's fine. We take picture. We throw the blood on the doorway. It's a big risk. We take the God of the Egyptian. They can kill us. Nobody scared. Everybody very calm, very relaxed. We follow after any instruction what the Kodesh Baruch Hu say to us, step by step, we know soon we leave Egypt. And exactly what he says is exactly what we do. We arrive in the house, we close the door, we eat Korban Pesach, we eat matzah with Korban Pesach. Any other stuff what we have in our kitchen, if we want to eat, you can eat, no problem. But to make bread, challah, etc., wait, you will know exactly when is the right time to make the dough. And when this happens, when we recognize this is the right time, when? In the morning. Because all the night is look relaxed. We believe we leave Egypt next day, noon, afternoon. We leave any time through the day. But in the meantime, we have time to make all the bread, fresh bread, and we take this with us. What happened in the morning? The Egyptians start to push us. Every one of them. Not only few, all of them. Say, no, we help you. What you need to take to the donkeys, what wait for you outside. This luggage. Take, go. I don't want to see any one of you. Please go. We feel we go to die. And to make this a little bit more clear, Chazal teach us, the Egyptian never died completely after midnight. When Makat Bechor take place, they never die on the spot. They stay up and down. Gossessing, how we say gossessing, somebody what up and down, okay, almost die. When they die completely? In the day when we leave Egypt. And this is what we say in Sidur, what we say in Ma'ariv and Shacharit. It's very, very interesting. זה מדויק בפסוקים. למקם מצרים בבחוריהם ולהוציא את עמו ישראל מתוכם. למקם מצרים ולהוציא את עמו ישראל מתוכם. It's first מקם מצרים and להוציא את עמו ישראל. Other place is להוציא את עמו ישראל and להכות את מצרים. It's contradiction. One time we mentioned first the Egyptian died, and after this, we have here למקם מצרים in the morning, what we say before 18, we say למצאה כל בכוריהם ממצרים גאלתנו השם אלוקינו, ממצרים גאלתנו השם אלוקינו, מבית עבדים פדיתנו, כל בכוריהם הרקת ובכורך גאלת. But what we say first, ממצרים גאלתנו, and after this, כל בכוריהם הרקת. It was the opposite. This was in the morning, because in the morning we leave Egypt, and when we leave Egypt, after this, all of them die completely. But in the night, in Tfilat Ma'ariv, in the night, we say exactly the opposite. Kol, המכה בעברתו כל בכורי מצרים, המכה בעברתו כל בכורי מצרים, ויוצא את עמו ישראל מתוכם. First, we talk about מכה בעברתו כל בכורי מצרים, and after this he take us out. This is what we understand, what we say, no. In the night, he gives them the knock, but they never die. And from this reason, every house, people scream all the night. And people feel, if they never die, now maybe, who go to die also? Who? All the Egyptians. From this reason, in the morning, what happened? All the Egyptians stay, millions of Egyptians, go, now. Now we don't have time. Only to make what? Do. And this is the plan of the Kadosh Baruch Hu make. Why? Because he really wants for us to leave Egypt with matzah. Why is it so necessary for Hashem? We will leave Egypt with matzah. Because when we leave Egypt, after the big miracle of Makat Bechorot, we see what happened. Wow, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And our feeling, and our children also can see this. But what happened generations after? Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants every generation, when they go to eat matzah, and they eat the matzah in the end, is to have with us something physically. would come generation after generation from Egypt. This will help us to understand more the miracle what happened when we leave Egypt. When we eat the matzah represents, the matzah shows us we never miss the opportunity. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu stay close to us. Moreover, the matzah represents authentic food. We stay in authentic time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us every year, 7 days, we need to feel this is authentic time. This is time of freedom, time of purity, time what is new beginning, time what everything starts from the beginning. And this happens through the matzah. You know, today we have alternative medical, refuah alternativit, we say in Hebrew. Don't take any pills, eat in the morning broccoli and this kind of vegetables, eat lunches, this kind of fish, dinner, eat something else, and you will see after months too, you feel okay, you don't eat all the pills, and a lot of people take this aspect and feel great. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say to us, my children, I give you something. If you take this with you, night of Pesach, and you eat all the kazayit in night of Pesach, this kind of bread go to give you new energy, not to miss opportunities, and to feel more regional, and to do things what you can say to yourself, yes, this is I am. I'm try to do who I am. What people see is exactly what people get. It means Pesach is time that can elevate our authentic life. Pesach is time that can elevate our opportunity not to miss opportunities. And this is the reason why we eat matzah. From this reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to us, stay far from bread. Stay, why? Exactly same. If somebody from Chas v'Chalila have diabetics, yes? You're not allowed to eat anything with sugar. And eat all the time chocolate and cakes and candies. No, now he come home. If all the stuff stay in his house, he can die. In danger situation. Is what he do first? He clean all his house. He clean. He opens the refrigerator 10 times a day, but he never find what he want. He opens the Aron cabinet, and he never find what he want. And step by step, he understand, okay, thank God that I not find this, because this give me life. Exactly same, HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say to us about chametz. You want to eat chametz? It's not good, it's danger. The person can die before his time. Don't eat this. Eat the regional food. This will elevate you to a regional life, authentic life, with ambition, with motivation, and everything all the time, not to miss any opportunity. And to make this a little bit more deep, more deep. You know what is a big fake in this world? The big shekel in this world, you know what is? Time. Time. What is mean time? Yesterday prepare for now. Now prepare for later. Later prepare for next day. No, it's not real. You have match. You light Shabbos candle with match, yes? What happened to the match? How long? It says in another way. You buy candles for Shabbat. The box say for how many ounces? 5 hours, 24 hours, 6 hours. It's two? It's 24 hours, 6 hours? Maybe five, maybe more, maybe less. No. You know how long every candle give light? You know how long? Minute. 1 minute. What do you mean 1 minute? Shabbos candle. Thank God, we light before Shabbos. Family come from the shul, it's still light. No. 1 minute. Why is the candle give light as a minute? Because you have more oil to burn. You light match. What happened to the match after 1 second? The top come what color? Black. It means it's burned, it's ashes. Why is the match still give fire burn? Why? Because still you have to burn what? Piece of wood. Correct? You see this paper. If you light this place, what happened? The fire will continue? Yes, but this is not set fire. The fire what was in the beginning is over. Because she burned everything, the fire burned everything. Done. Why the fire still exists? Because you have something else. What? To burn. Okay, it's clear. Baruch or not? It's very clear. Like candle of light, candle, or any kind of fire, every second the fire burns something new. And because it burns something new, is look, is all the time, same candle give light, but it's not all the time. The light for a minute ago, his time is over. Now we have new light because we have new oil to burn. And as it's the moment when you not have not any oil to burn, what happened to the light? What happened? Done. Finish. It means How we say every day in the tefillah? המחדש בטובו בכל יום תמיד הוא מעשה בראשית. Every time is new beginning. This is a matzah. The matzah come and show us. Yes, we never miss opportunity. If we never miss opportunity, we can take this with us for long term. If we never miss opportunity, this stay with us and give us light more and more. And this is the reason why the first mitzvah, what we get in Egypt, is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Why the first mitzvah is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim? Why? So, you make mitzvah? Yes. What does it mean HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem? To give us to understand, our life is life with Itchatshut. We have life, what we can start from the beginning all the time. Freedom is not only to leave the jail. Freedom is mean to feel, yes, it's new day. The sky is blue, also it is rain, it's new beginning, and we can start. We can start to do something new. This Pesach give us for all the year. When we eat the matzah, this kind of vitamins we get through the matzah. This kind of antibiotica we get through the matzah. The matzah affect not only us physically, affect our personality. This is food what make us difference. This is food what give us to feel happy, freedom. We start from the beginning. This is unique about the matzah. From this reason, Chazal connect the statement, don't miss opportunity. Don't miss opportunity to do something good now. Don't wait for late. Because if you do something good late, it's great. But if you can make this now, what you do late, you will get all these benefits, but for the short term. If you do this as the first opportunity, what you can, the benefits that you get from this mitzvah, the credit that you get, stay with you for a long term. Exactly same with the matzah. You never miss opportunity, you put the dough in the oven, the matzah can stay with you for a long term. Compared to the bread, bread is also good. Everybody likes bread. But week here, we get special food. Special food. And for women, it's more easy. You don't need to eat matzah all the 7 days. When you eat matzah in the night of Pesach, and Yom Tov, because the last day of Pesach, we need to wash it. We don't have Shabbos Chol HaMoed this year, because we have less day if you don't like matzah. But if night of Pesach, when we eat the matzah, and before we eat the matzah, we say to ourselves, wow, this matzah, what we eat, we sing about, we don't need to say, we can explain this in the Seder. This matzah, what Hashem Baruch Hu wants for us to eat, because He wants to show us, we stay in very original time. We're very authentic time. We have, this is unique, this is what makes us different. You know, before we have Israel state, one time Ben-Gurion stay in front of a committee, what they want to check, why we really want to go to this Holy Land? Why we say this is our Holy Land? What is this special, unique for us, more for many other nations? And he come and he stay in front of the committee, and obviously need to talk in the way what they can understand. And he say to them, ask every child in America, what does it mean Mayflower? Mayflower, some people don't know what is Mayflower. Okay, also people don't know what is mean Mayflower. Ask every one of them, what you ask, what is Mayflower, what they eat in the first meal in the Mayflower. What kind of food they eat? Nobody knows, ask children, nobody knows what exactly is it. Ask every Jew, what they eat in the Mayflower, they will tell you what we eat in the first night, and how much we eat, and what we eat, and what we need to eat, and what we need to stay for. What does it mean? This is something, if it's not real, this for sure cannot stay, exist. For a long term. Generation after generation. The Mayflower take place many, 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 many generations after our Mayflower. And look, what we remember, and what we know, and what American people know about the Mayflower. And in this way, they start to understand what he say about Jewish state, what he say about our homeland, why it belong to us and not belong to any other nation. Anyway, we understand what Chazal come and teach us. Kadosh Baruch Hu want for us to leave Egypt with matzah. This really what he wants. And he makes this available in the way what he gives us instruction in the night, eat Korban Pesach, eat the matzah, what you do before, but any other stuff, what you have enjoyed, don't prepare new food until you will know, you will see, you will know when to do this. And the moment when we know, when we can do this, is in the morning, we understand the time is not in our hand, what we have is only matzah. In this way, we understand also why every year we need to celebrate Achilat Matzah. Because Achilat Matzah is not something symbolically what reminds us what happened in the past. This is exactly what happened by Amim Ahem Bazman Azeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu give us every year physical something what we can touch in our hand, we can hold in our hand, some kind of food, what we bring to ourselves, and this food makes some change, help us, clean us, and give us opportunity, not to miss opportunity, and show us what is mean regional, and explain to us, yes, now it's time to get this perspective, how more become regional people, this also elevate us, etc., etc., all the year. This is unique and special about the Matzah. From this reason, what does it mean Bereshit? A Torah don't need to start this Bereshit. How does the Torah need to start? Ve'aretz hayta tohu vavohu. Eretz Israel was, all the world was tohu vavohu, yes. Ve'elokim bara et ha'shamayim, et ha'aretz. Ve'ashem create the world. Why the Torah start Bereshit? You want to know what was before? I will tell you later. Now is Bereshit. Now we start. This is exactly a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. A Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. Now we start new months. By nation, this kind of concept, not relevant. What's the Pasuk say about all the nation? Kaitz Choref. Yom Valayla. Zera Vekatzir Lo Yishbotu. By the nation, day, night, months, year, spring, winter, summer, non-stop. People feel tired, they take break. People need vacations, they take break. They make some rule. But the concept of Ishbotu is only belong to us. It's mean because we have, after Yitzhak Mitzrayim, we get special gift to Makadosh Baruch Hu is to start from the beginning. Moreover, to make this a little bit more deep and more clear, and mamash pilei playim, Yovel, year of Yovel, 50 years, the Pasuk say, Shnat Geula Tihiye La'aretz. What does it mean, Shnat Geula? What does it mean, Geula in English? Redemption. Why Yovel is redemption? Because the Pasuk say, Veshavtem Ish. You can look in paragraph 9, Pasuk Tet, Vekidashtem et Shnat HaChamishim Shana, וקראתם דרור בארץ לכל יושביה, יובל היא תהיה לכם, ושבתם לסליים, איש אל אחוזתו, ואיש אל משפחתו, תשובו. What is mean ושבתם איש אל אחוזתו? Somebody sell his house 20 years ago, he loses money. Throughout come, he said to him, don't worry, in Yovel, you get back your house. Or somebody slave by somebody else. Yovel take place, he go back to his root. He go back to his regional life. This is mean Shnat Ayovel is Shnat Geula Tiye La'aretz. From this reason, it's so interesting. Chazal teach us, Kol HaOmer Davar B'Shem Umro. If you say Dvar Torah or anything, and you say, I listen to this from somebody else, Nevi Geula La'olam. Why? Because what does it mean, Omer Davar B'Shem Umro? If you say something, what you listen from somebody else, and he listen from somebody else, and you mention this, it means you take the Torah, or anything what you say, and you bring this back to the root. You bring this to the root. Mevi Geula La'olam. Geula is mean to come close to our root. To come close to our source of our life. This happened to us in Egypt. Yom Uledet Utach. This is our birthday. This is our birthday. And in this time, we really feel regional, and we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing else, clear for every one of us. The food is also regional food, also special food. And this is what Chazal want to teach us. Mimele, when we take this kind of aspect with us, and we bring ourselves to Pesach, and you know, in Pesach, first, in night of Pesach, we eat 5 kezaitim of matzah. We eat 2 in the beginning of the meal. Why we eat 2? Because one is for matzah, and the other one is for Korban Pesach. We not have Korban Pesach, is what represents Korban Pesach for us today, is other kezait of matzah. Because in time of Bet HaMikdash, we eat kezait of the meat, and also matzah together, and now we not have Korban Pesach, we eat 2 kezaitim in the beginning. But, you know, afikoman, how we say in English afikoman? Dessert. Normally dessert is dessert. Night of Pesach, the dessert is matzah again. Why? Because we're not sure when people eat the Korban Pesach in time of Bet HaMikdash. In the we start the meal with piece of the Korban with matzah, or we wait for this until the end of the meal. For dessert, to have the taste of the bread, of the matzah, and the Korban Pesach all the night, to keep this taste in our mouth. Maybe we eat this in the end. It's because we're not sure or in the beginning, or in the end. We eat two kezaitim in the beginning, and two in the end. Is how many we have until now? Four. And the fifth one is the sandwich, the korech. What Hillel had korech zecher lamigdash, we put the chasa inside, and charoset, and matzah on two sides, and we eat the sandwiches. We have five kezaitim. Night of Pesach is not time to eat so much, because we eat the matzot, we drink four cups of wine, we eat a little bit, meat or a little bit, we're not allowed to eat anything what is steak, only what we cook. Because anyway, we don't have enough time to eat anything else, but still, the matzah, what this is unique about this night, if we come to the matzah with this kind of perspective, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us to feel, and we really feel the simcha, yes, we get now something in our inside will go to motivate us, to elevate us, not to miss any opportunity, and to really come with a tremendous excitement, and every time is new beginning, and to come original, etc., etc., this will go with us all the year. This will stay with us from one Pesach to Pesach after. Moreover, it's not related to the Shiur, but it's good to know, you know, one of the special times in the night of Pesach, you have a few special times. First, I don't know what your custom, if you bless your children or not, every Friday night or not, it depends on Minagim, but if you don't do this, it's good to do this in the night of Pesach. Night of Pesach, this is time what Yitzchak bless Yaakov Avinu, and every year in this night, we have the opportunity to deliver bracha to children, grandchildren, to generations after, and this is a good opportunity not to miss. Moreover, what is special about night of Pesach, when we open the door to Eliyahu Navi, is who opens the door to Eliyahu Navi? Some families, the children go to open the door, but it's good to open the door to Eliyahu for the head of the Seder. If it's your husband, or your grandfather, or father-in-law, or grandfather-in-law from your other side, as the head of the Seder, and people go together, and we stay beside the door, and we say, Shpoch Hamad Chalagoyim, Eliyahu never walk in. He waits in the doorway. He will walk in when the last Jew will walk in. He will walk in when people would not stay close to us. You know, Pesach is only holiday, what we have Pesach Sheni. Why we have Pesach Sheni? For somebody what is Bederech Rechoka. Somebody what still now is far away. He's not close to the table. The table has place for everyone. But Eliyahu wait in the doorways. After we say Shpoch HaMatcha al HaGoyim, what we have in the Agada, we wait for a half minute. And everybody is singing about what he needs. And you will see through the year, tremendous bracha. This is not my idea. I get this from my great Gdolei Israel. What they do this every year. They himself go to open the door. Family go with them. They say this together, Shpoch HaMatcha. And after this, they leave the door for a minute, less or more. And you sing about what you need, you ask. And go back to the Seder of Pesach. It's B'siyata Dishmaya, when we have this kind of aspect about the matzah, I explain myself clear, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a privilege to eat Korban Pesach with matzah in Yerushalayim, mitoch bracha, mitoch bryut, mitoch simcha, והקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא את כל משאלות ליבנו לטובה.